from the heart of downtown North Platte, it's time for Mugs in the Morning on KODY 1240 AM 106.1 FM. Listen to the show online at HuskerRadio.com or on the free KODY mobile app. Now it's time for the show. Here's your host of Mugs in the Morning, Tristan Weiner.
And welcome into the Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering Studios for Mugs in the Morning here on KODY. Happy Wednesday, June 17th to you folks. We have a full lineup today, so we're going to go ahead and dive on into it here with a quick check of your time and temp. It's a service of Mike and the crew from your local Grease Monkey. At 8:06, 71 degrees according to the National Weather Service in North Platte. Going to be a high today near 97. Sunny and hot today with a high near 97. A 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 8 o'clock today, cooling off to 61 this evening. Thursday, we have some isolated showers and thunderstorms before 8 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 80, so it's going to cool off a little bit, and that's going to be a much-needed cool-off for folks here throughout the area. But it's going to be accompanied with some chances for some severe weather, so we'll keep you up to date with that here at KODY. Mugs in the Morning here, broadcasting live from the Bruce Furniture Floor Covering Studios downtown North Platte. I have Amanda with the Red Cross joining us. Amanda, it's been a little while. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. Glad to have you in the studio again. And you mentioned sometime last week we were exchanging some emails. The Red Cross has some exciting news to share.
Yes. It started on Monday. We are now offering free COVID-19 antibody testing on all donated blood.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep. So if you come in and you donate blood, you're going to get a free COVID-19 antibody test.
And hopefully that comes back negative, and then that blood can be donated and used in a wide variety of life-saving ways.
You know, every 2 seconds, somebody in the United States needs blood, whether it's red blood cells, plasma, platelets. It's something that can't be manufactured in a lab. It's something that we need from healthy human donors to give to people who desperately need it.
How has the COVID-19 virus impacted the Red Cross here locally?
You know, locally, it hasn't been too bad.
Good.
You know, some of our metro areas, Omaha, some of our larger cities nationwide, we have seen quite a few cancellations because businesses are either closed, schools are closed, people are working from home. But really, in Lincoln County and the surrounding areas, things have been strong. We've seen almost all of our drives come in at or above goal. We've had very few cancellations. We're really blessed to live where we do.
Oh, absolutely. Blessed is the perfect way to describe it. There's no doubt about it. So, obviously, we've talked about it many times, Amanda, here several years throughout the station. But tell us exactly how folks can make a difference here and give the life-saving donation of blood.
You know, with the increased interest in blood donation right now because of the COVID-19 antibody test, we are asking all donors to make an appointment.
Sure.
To come in to donate. I have a drive going on Friday in Cozad that the schedule is completely full. We cannot take any walk-ins.
Good problem to have.
Exactly. You know, and we don't ever want to have to turn anybody away, but we do have to be careful about social distancing.
Sure.
Limiting the number of people in the space at any one given time. So if you make an appointment, you're going to get in and out. You're going to be able to donate. Right now, we're also running a promotion that all donors who come in and have their email address on file are going to get a $5 Amazon gift card, too.
Wow, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Save somebody's life, get $5 for Amazon. I would say that sounds like a good afternoon.
Exactly. Save 3 lives, get some free Amazon. 1-800-RED-CROSS, redcrossblood.org. You can download the blood donor app. Your COVID-19 antibody results will be available 7 to 10 days after your donation.
Okay.
And you get those either through the donor app or if you have an account on the portal on redcrossblood.org, but we're not going to be mailing them or emailing them or calling people.
Sure. That'd be quite the lengthy process.
Yes.
So thank God for the technology.
Amen.
Again, Amanda joining us here with the Red Cross. And tell us exactly, Amanda, about this COVID-19 antibody testing. Is it just pretty simple process? Normal blood donation, I would imagine.
Yep. You know, this isn't a diagnostic test to determine if you currently have COVID-19. If you are having symptoms, you know, fever, sore throat, dry cough, any of those, you need to wait to donate. If you're not feeling well, please do not come to the blood drive, but contact your healthcare provider.
Absolutely.
This COVID-19 antibody test will determine if you've been exposed to COVID-19 virus and if you've developed the antibodies for it.
Okay.
And so this is not a diagnostic test. You know, this is for people who, you know, we've talked to so many people who said, I think I might have had that back in February, but it was a mild case.
Yeah.
Or
they had the symptoms, or yep. had maybe a symptom, and now they're coming to find out, oh my goodness, that could have been COVID-19.
Exactly. You know, even my dad, he travels a lot for work, and, you know, he said, I think I had it in February.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, some people's insurance might not cover the antibody test. Maybe they can't afford it out of pocket.
Sure.
And so this is a way you come in, you give us a pint of blood, we give you the antibody test. The little test tubes you fill up at the end of your donation, they're tested for the COVID-19 antibodies. So when we send your blood to the lab for blood type testing, for your iron levels, for your HIV testing, all those Zika, West Nile, we just added the COVID antibody test onto those already existing tests.
Pretty simple process, it sounds like, then, as far as the Red Cross is concerned.
Yeah, nothing is going to look any different for donors when you come in to donate blood.
And this is a good opportunity. If folks don't already have some regular donating techniques, this is a good opportunity maybe to get in the regular swing of things. How often can individuals donate, assuming they're healthy?
You know, blood every 56 days. Platelets you can donate 24 times a year, so just about every 2 weeks. Same with plasma. And so, you know, we're going to be running this throughout the summer. So say that you donated the first part of June before we were offering the antibody testing. When you're eligible again in August, you can still come in and get the antibody testing done. So we're going to offer it all summer long, so there's lots of opportunities for people to come in and get tested.
Now, if individuals that are listening, maybe they felt like they did have the virus or maybe they have symptoms right now, how long would you ask them to wait before contacting the Red Cross and possibly making a donation?
You know, right now we're screening all donors as they come into the blood drives. We're taking their temperature and we're asking them if they have been diagnosed or suspected of having COVID-19 or had close contact with somebody in the past 28 days. So you need to wait 28 days after not feeling well or being in close contact with somebody.
Okay. Yeah, if you were in close contact, obviously, that's a big one, too.
So. Yeah. You know, and everybody is required. All donors, staff, and volunteers are required to wear face masks right now.
Okay.
At blood drives, if you don't have one, we'll provide you with one.
Sure.
But we're, you know, and we're setting everything up 6 feet apart. We're sanitizing everything. We joke our new cologne is hand sanitizer and Lysol wipes.
Get the job done, right?
Exactly. Like, our skin looks terrible right now on our hands.
Now, some of that hand sanitizer does have some lotion mixed in, so...
You know, Anheuser-Busch made hand sanitizer for us.
Ah, tastiest hand sanitizer and, you're going to find, I would bet.
Yeah, it doesn't smell, as you would expect. But, you know, it's just, we want to make sure that if you come to the blood drive that you're going to be safe. And so that's why we're taking all these extra measures.
Now, if there's folks out there that want to donate, but maybe they're concerned about large numbers and concerned about making it to a blood drive, what would you recommend for them to still donate, but to avoid the potentially larger numbers?
You know, we have blood drive opportunities all throughout the listening area. We have our center over on Cottonwood Street that is open Wednesday through Sunday that you can make an appointment and go over there and donate. But the easiest way to avoid the crowd is actually to make an appointment.
Sure. Makes sense. So, and if folks want to make an appointment, obviously there's many ways to do so, we've learned.
1-800-RED-CROSS, redcrossblood.org, or the blood, it's just called Blood Donor App in the App Store.
Okay, awesome. Amanda, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
You know, thanks for having us. Thanks to Lincoln County and the surrounding areas for helping us fulfill our mission of providing life-saving blood.
Always a pleasure to have you in the studio and share the positive message that the Red Cross has for our community.
Thank you for having me.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning from the Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering Studios after this.